gathered her bridesmaids together back in 2019.
Okay.
Because she thought she was getting married that year, like people were doing, planning weddings and whatever. But obviously COVID messed that up. But the thing that she wanted, she said to them, listen, the wedding's important to me. It's kind of a thing. Her husband-to-be, I guess, is in video production. So they want to put together this like amazing video. They said, if you don't want to be in our wedding party, totally understand. But here's what we need. We want you guys to all dress the same.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to all have the same hairstyle and wear the same shoes. It's all I require. I don't care about anything else. Just hair, like hair, makeup, dress, shoes. That's the only criteria. So her best friends were like, of course, girl, not a problem. Don't worry about it. So COVID happens. Cut to now they found a safe way to get married and they're doing it. So they get ready to get married. And one of the bridesmaids says to her, listen, my health has been kind of my hair's thinning a little bit. I don't like the way it looks. And she cut her hair 2 weeks before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So the bride thought about it and she thought, you know, like I only had one criteria. Just this is the hairstyle I want. You need long hair for it. So the bride wrote to her and said, listen, as you know, my wedding has been something I've dreamt of for many years. My husband and I have invested a lot of money into the video and the photos for this day. And as we reflect on this day in the future, we want to see our vision reflected in our memories. Since I asked you to be a bridesmaid in 2019, I was very clear with my requests. The timing of your decision to cut your hair is very upsetting. Then she basically said she felt disrespected. And she ends with, I need you to please step down from participating in my wedding. Which is her prerogative, okay? The bridesmaid did. She was like, fine, I get it. Step down. Now she's suing the bride for $700 because that's how much money it cost her for the dress, the shoes, everything she, all the accoutrement, everything she needed.
Entering the court now.
That's right. So she's taking the bride to court over the $700 that she laid out, that she agreed to lay out to be a bridesmaid.
And she should get it.
She get her money back?
Just because, yeah, because she cut her hair? What a bitch.
No.
That was the bitch. She's not getting married. She just said, do your hair like this. And the lady didn't do it. She got upset. And she spent $700. She's a bitch.
I can see if she cut her hair like the beginning of the year or the end of last year, or that's like her new look. She cut her hair 2 weeks before the wedding. She couldn't wait two more weeks to cut her damn hair.
Life doesn't evolve around you. I can cut my hair.
Right. Then I have the right to ask you to step down from my wedding. I only had one criteria. I want you to look a certain way for the pictures and the video. Just all I want you to do is look a certain way. Wear this dress, wear those shoes. This is the hairstyle. And you agreed. It's a verbal contract. You broke that verbal contract. I do not owe you $700.
You owe me $700. And not only do you owe me $700, but I'm going to add in interest in the VIG. So now you owe me $2,800.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to countersue you because we had a verbal contract that you broke, and now I have already spent the money on food for you, transportation for you, the videographer, the photographer, all the stuff, and you can't be replaced 2 weeks before the wedding. You left me high and dry.
Anytime you do a wedding anything story, I just picture you being the total nightmare at your wedding. And I guarantee you thought the world evolved around you.
Well, I got married kind of young and my friends had all gotten married. We had all gotten married. We were all like really tight friends and we all got married together. And we all were friends with each other and whatever. So we all went to each other's bridal shower and bachelorette party and weddings. We're all in each other's wedding parties. So it was almost like we took $200 and kept passing it around. Everyone's dress was $200. You spent $200 on my wedding. I spent $200 on yours. So it was just like the same $200 that kept making its way around. So that's one wedding story. Here's number two. This one is going to really tick you off. This woman is getting married to a wonderful man. She's really happy, but he has one of those mothers that is a little off. The guy's very close with his mom, so the wife-to-be hasn't said anything, but the mom is not comfortable. She's one of these moms that just doesn't want a new woman in her son's life. So the bride sends the mother-in-law-to-be a text and says, I was wondering what you were wearing to the wedding. I want to make sure that you and my mom don't clash. What were you planning on wearing? And the mother-in-law says, I already showed you what I'm wearing last weekend when you were here. And she's like, you didn't show me a dress. She said, yes, I did. I showed you my wedding photos. I showed you my wedding album from when I married my son's father. Wait, you're wearing your wedding dress to my wedding? Yeah, I'm wearing my wedding dress to your wedding. Damn straight. She's like, I don't mean to be rude. I don't want to start off on the wrong foot with you, but would you consider wearing something else, maybe something similar in style, but a different color and not a wedding dress to my wedding, since I'm the bride and I'm the person who's going to be in the wedding dress? To which the mother-in-law writes back, I'm paying for half this wedding. I'm wearing whatever the fuck I want. I'm not going to let a skank like you tell me what I can wear to a party that I'm paying for. Well, the girl is freaking out. She's in tears. So she went to her mother and her mother got in touch with this mother-in-law to be and said, you can't talk to my daughter that way. This is the only daughter I have. This is the only wedding I'm going to get to go to. And the mother-in-law is like, you can all go fuck yourself. I'm wearing my wedding dress to that wedding. Luckily, the wedding isn't until 2022.
So the mom might die before then.
No, I don't think
COVID
that's what it is.
Take her out, maybe.
Maybe.
You can bury her in that damn dress.
Perhaps.
You're getting buried in that dress, I hate to tell you.
Yeah, probably sooner than you think.
Yeah.
I was thinking, since she's paying for half the wedding, what you do is you say to her, you know what? Keep your money. We will do a smaller wedding, whatever we can afford. And if you're going to wear your wedding dress, don't come.
Well, in every wedding story, I have to figure out who's the most insane person. And I think both of them are insane because the mother-in-law is just completely whacked out of her brain. We don't even need to discuss that. And the bride-to-be is whacked out of her brain because she's marrying, because she's marrying the guy whose mom is whacked out of the brain. So the crazy runs in the family. She's trying to marry into the crazy. They're all crazy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. If the prospective, the fiance, the husband-to-be, maybe he can step in and say something to his mother. But if he can't, then you're right. Then maybe he's as crazy as she is. And then in which case, maybe you don't marry into that family.
Yeah, I don't know whose side you take, if it's the mom or the wife-to-be.
Because the wife-to-be.
Why? You're not married yet, and your mom's going to be with you a lot longer than she is.
Not necessarily.
In this day and age, the wife-to-be is going to be in your life for maybe 5 years tops. That's called the starter wedding.
The starter wife, yeah.
So that one's not going to be along for a long time. So the mom's going to be with you for a long time.
Right, even the crazy mom.
And moms will kill you. I mean, moms will, well, wives will too. Yeah, they're both insane.
Yeah, but your mom wearing a wedding dress to your wedding?
Crazy.
That's really creepy. It's like, wait a minute, so you're also marrying?
She needs to be locked up.
Yeah, that's bad shit.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. She needs to be locked up and have a nice little straitjacket.
And here's our last wedding story of the day. This one is about Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's back.
He is back. So Dog the Bounty Hunter is about to marry his sixth wife.
See, told you, they don't last. 4 or 5 years. His mom still loves him.
So he's getting married for the sixth time on September 2nd to a woman named...
His name is Dog. What do you expect?
That's
true. He's got a mullet and his name is Dog. Do you think this is going to last?
He's getting married September 2nd to a woman named Francie Frain.
Of course he is.
Yeah. So Francie is a rancher in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
She also lost her spouse just a couple of weeks before Beth died. So if you don't know, Dog the Bounty Hunter lost his fifth wife, Beth, died of cancer 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, and he happened to have been friends with Francie's husband. Francie's husband died 2 weeks before Beth did. So Francie and Dog kind of were there for each other. He's, you know, new widow. They were kind of leaning on each other and ended up falling in love.
Mm-hmm.
The only issue, Dog did not invite his daughters, Cicely and Bonnie, to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's because they look too much like Beth, and that Beth was really, of all of his wives so far, she was really the love of his life, and he's too brokenhearted over it. And he didn't want them at the wedding because he didn't want to look over and be reminded of Beth. Now, let me just, in case you don't know, Dog has 12 children.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Okay.
I didn't know he was married five times.
This will be his sixth time.
This will be six. Yeah.
This will be six. So all the women he's been with, he's had at least 2 to 3 children with.
Mm-hmm.
He has 12 children. Okay. So these are the two that... One of them was Beth's daughter that he adopted when she was very little, and the other doesn't look like Beth.
Okay,
who looks exactly like Beth.
Oh, okay.
and the other is a girl that he had with Beth who looks exactly like. They both look exactly like Beth.
Mm-hmm.
So they're heartbroken because they love Francie. They've gotten to know her. They think she's terrific. They don't know what the problem is, but he invited the other 10 children and not these two because he doesn't want the reminder of Beth. At the wedding.
No, the reason why he didn't invite them is because he's got 12 kids. So
yeah.
He's a bounty hunter. He doesn't make that much money anymore. He's not on TV. So
right. They
only had 10 slots remaining that they could afford. So yeah, you had to cut two of them out. You can't have that many people at your wedding when you're a dog and you're not making that much money. And it's wedding number 6.
Right.
I mean, you should even have a wedding if it's wedding number 6.
I know. Why are you having a wedding? Why wouldn't you just, I don't know, go to City Hall? I do. Bring one kid with you as a witness, and that's the end of that.
I didn't even have a wedding my first wedding.
That's true.
So by number 6, that's just ridiculous to have a wedding and dress up and walk down the damn aisle again. After you've done it 5 times before, stop.
If it's her first wedding and she's been dreaming about this her whole life, you go through with it, you do it. But she's been married a couple of times before also. Mm. So it's not like she needs the
and
big
he's
wedding
like
anyway.
75.
Right. That's the other thing. Yeah. They're not young. Yeah.
No, he had to cut the list down so they could afford the meal. So those didn't he pulled straws and those were the two that didn't make it.
Okay.
Just get on a plane and go to Vegas and get married and be done with it. Or like you said, go downtown, get some judge, give them a 20 and say, do the I do's.
Right. Yeah. Very romantic.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to live that much longer. Just get it done.
Not even that. She has a ranch. Go get married on the ranch.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. Order in some pizza. Get married on the ranch. It's all free. Pizza doesn't cost very much.
A bonfire out back.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's weird. He sent invitations out to all the children except for these two, which is like, ugh. Yeah, that's
he ran out of money.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Invitations
they were printing
expensive.
Invitations.
Yeah, those cost a lot. He only could get 10. So he's like,
just send an Evite.
And you have 12 kids. There has to be a couple of kids you just don't like.
Right.
I mean, what are the odds? I have 2 kids, you know, sometimes, you know, but when you have 12, the odds are a little bit higher that you're not going to like some of them.
Right. You know, if you think about it, forget about the fact that they're your kids. It's 12 people. How often do you like 12 entire people? I mean, you barely like 3 people.
3. Yeah, at least. And that changes daily.
Daily, right. So 12 people. That's a lot to like. That's a lot to ask.
Yeah, I don't know if I got remarried, I would invite my kids. Maybe one.
Don't say which one.
I'm not going to say which one. Maybe. I'm not saying. And tomorrow that could change and it could go down to none.
So, right. Yeah.
So, and I only have two.